Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
oscillatoria. I probably mispronounced it, but it is an absolutely fascinating organism. So something which is alive, which reproduces, can be plant, animal, or whatever it is, you can call it an organism. And this is neither a plant nor animal. It's an actual bacteria, but it's a bit different from your average bacteria in that the average bacteria you think of as tiny little specks making you sick and ill. But this bacteria's got some real character and guts. Firstly, it's a photosynthetic bacteria. That is, it makes its own food from sunlight, using water and carbon dioxide and a series of enzymes and the sunlight to stitch this all together to make sugars. So it makes its own sugary food with sunlight. So it's something called a cyanobacteria. So cyan is like cyan, magenta, and yellow are the basic colours in your TV set. And this blue-green, which is the blue-green algae, well, it's actually blue-green algae itself is not algae, it's a plant, and that's a misnomer. It's people just are so sure that it's a plant that they have to call it an algae, but in fact, it's actually a bacterium. Now, this is a bit more different. So more than every 2 out of every 3 breaths you take, so take 1 breath, 2, 3, 2 and 3, or 1 and 2, or 1 and 3, of those breaths are bacteria origin. So bacteria is the major source of oxygen on the planet. And so it's producing oxygen to this bacteria. It's the major sort of blue-green sea, if you can imagine. It's the colour of seawater is this algae. And oscillatoria is an algae with just keeps on giving. So what happens is that algae can swim freely, as in your pool, or it can form a colony. So this is like a colony, like a population. You might be one American or one French person in all of France, and together you form the French nation as a colony. And this cyanobacteria called oscillatoria is basically a Congo train of thousands and thousands of bacteria, and they all reproduce whatnot. So instead of a baby one making a big one, it's every little bit of it starts to grow. So it's like your arm and your legs all start to grow. Everything, parts of you grow as a colony. And so it just reproduces that. And it's not a single organism, it's a colony of organisms, because each one is individual and you can cut it and it keeps on growing and growing and growing. You can mix it up and it grows and grows and grows. Now, the oscillatoria is really interesting because what it does is it's this big column of big fibre of bacteria, and it can actually communicate to itself and actually swim like a snake. So this is a bacteria which can grow at fairly large lengths and grow into this basically hair. You would be very pleased if your hair was as straight as this. So it can grow as a mat, and this mat can oscillate. So individual bacteria in the cyanobacteria can swim. Now, cyanobacteria don't have flagella, so they don't have the machinery at the back of them. Flagella means whip-like things, and this is going to be a very quick podcast. So oscillatoria is this weird thing. It's photosynthesized, it's green, but it's not a plant. It's actually a bacterium, and it's not a single organism. It doesn't have a seed and grow a tree of it. Each one itself is a seed and reproduces. Each one is is born adult, and it's adult there, and it forms a huge colony. But together, it forms the longest strength. Together, it forms, it's able to pull together and actually, as a little snake, snake its way to sunlight. This is such a beautiful idea. And as a colony, it can actually writhe on top of each other and as a colony move towards sunlight. So you can have a clump of this in your petri dish with a single source of light, and it can actually swim out there. So I'd really rather like to have one of these. It's rather interesting to have. It's sort of an interesting thing. Now, these poor lonely souls are going in for exercise tonight. I'm going in for another 2-hour bout of exhaustion training. This is getting my heartbeat right up to the danger zone. I'll just rather keep a bit low from it. And while I'm doing that, I'm doing an hour's brain exercise. And who knows? It's rather than giving up, I'm having a good shot of really producing it. So I thought I'd share that one with you, Oscillatoria, a cyanobacteria. So rather than a greenobacteria or a greeno plant, it's a bacteria, so it's a greeno plant, a cyanobacteria, cyanobacteria. So it's rather than cyanide, it's cyan. The colour cyan means blue-greenish, so you know, there's often people just don't like green. It's a bit yucky. They add a bit of blue to make it sort of into a nice dress or something like that. And cyan's in your TV. It's that the green colour of your TV or the green colour of your ink ink cartridge. You get a C, Y, and M. M is the reddish colour, magenta, but it's a reddy purpley colour. It's those things that are needed to add together to make that. So cyanobacteria, it's a colony, and it forms a little strip. And you can cut it, and it's as many, you know, you can, if it's 100 particles long, 100 cells long, you could break it up into 100 cells and get 100 of them. But over time, those individuals will double, and say doubles 10 times, each times 10 times, it'll be 1,023, 24 cells long. And those cells can form strips together, form a mat, and that mat can swim, sort of the magic carpet. And look, I find that interesting and worthwhile sharing with you. All part of the service of developing science education. So thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.